happy Saturday. Welcome, family, wherever you are walking from or calling in from. It is a blessed Saturday, no matter what you are going through. I hope that that essential Fred Hammond, we are blessed, just minister to your absolute soul. It is Girl Trek Sisterhood Saturday, a sacred day at our movement. And my name is Vanessa, and I'm walking and on the line with my girl, Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And we're doing a new thing. We are both ending a really spectacular, really special month of live recording in June of Black History Boot Camp, 21-day walking meditation, 21 pleasure principles. We saved day 21 for this Saturday because it is also the first Saturday of the month. And it's so beautiful when things converge because we want to introduce our community to an idea and a concept that we can institutionalize the idea of making Saturdays a time where we go check on our strong friend, go check on our friend that's always doing for us, reach out to a family member or a sister in our community for a walk. And we're calling it Sisterhood Saturdays, although if you've been in the movement for a long time, we've always held this day as sacred. We've called it Superhero Saturdays, but we've evolved because, and maybe you're out there walking by yourself and you're like, I'm still a superhero, and you are. And also, we know that with a million plus Black women behind you, that what is stronger than a superhero, it is our sisterhood. And so we are inviting Black women everywhere to use the hashtag Sisterhood Saturday and to use this as a reminder and opportunity to check in with a friend. And because we saved day 21 of Black History Bootcamp for today, because who are we learning from today? You. The Black women of this community, the alchemists, the magicians, the doers, the naysayers, the people who say, no, not today, devil, you don't have me today. You all also have answers for how we access pleasure in our bodies, for how we experience well-being. Maybe you have a testimony around how this 21 days has changed your life. Maybe you have a reflection on your experience in Girl Trek. Whatever it is, today on this day, you can star nine. And you can get in the line and in the queue, star nine, you can raise your hands, and we are gonna just make this a celebration and a chorus and a forum where we can hear from each other and lift each other up and celebrate the women. For me, this was such a strong month because I really was able to walk the 21 days. So that felt really beautiful. So no agenda other than that, y'all. And for Morgan and I to just hold space for each other, because also this was work for us, and it's work to show up every day in our most vulnerable states when we're sometimes exhausted, when we're totally transitioning. I'm currently in the parking lot. I had to come get my hair done this morning. I'm out in Maryland in a neighborhood that I've never usually walked in. And then I saw all these spaces that didn't look like mine, and I got sheepish about getting on this call, but I was like, no, and I'm gonna talk as loud as I need to. And then Morgan, tell everyone where you're calling in from this morning, where you're walking at.
I'm in California. I flew here. I'm at Half Moon Bay. It's early in the morning. The mist is rolling off of the shoreline near Santa Cruz, right outside of San Francisco. I'm in the Redwood Forest, but I'm right now in the little cute little town of Half Moon Bay, walking down the street with all of my tribe. I'm originally from California. People don't know that. Thank you for that warm introduction, Vanessa. Welcome to Black History Bootcamp. To everyone who has never been a part of Black History Bootcamp, this is what it feels like. We usually do feature somebody in Black History, but because it's Superhero Saturday and we are converging, we are featuring Black women walking in their neighborhoods. And that, to me, feels essential. It feels essential. If I haven't had the opportunity to meet you, my name is Morgan. Vanessa, I'm so grateful for you. Like, we've been doing this work. This has felt like transformation work over 21 days. I have felt broken open and changed. And changed.
Yeah.
I really have. I have learned so much. I was thinking about Dr. Francis this morning. We had so many good episodes, and Dr. Francis is my favorite. We had a guest speaker on, who walked across America because he was so sad about
Dr. John Francis.
Yeah, Dr. John Francis. He was so sad about an oil spill that he saw here in California, here in the Bay Area when he was just a young man. And he didn't know what to do about it. He felt overwhelmed, so he just stopped talking and started listening so that he could find solutions. And he didn't talk for, what, like 17 years?
17 years.
Yeah. And as he was in silence and repose, he just walked. And he walked all across America and Central America or somewhere. And now he's walking. He's like 70. And he's like walking across parts of Africa. And I was just like, I can't believe he's not an American hero. And he became a great environmentalist and a PhD and wrote books about hope and faith and love. And I just want to be more like him. And I just want to be more like all the people we featured in Black History Boot Camp. So I just feel I feel changed by the content and challenged. It's so hard. It's hard to be silent when you're so enraged. It was so interesting how we finished boot camp where we talked about, my other favorite episode was Miss Stringfield, Bessie Stringfield, who rode her motorcycle across America.
Yes.
Who had six marriages and who rode her motorcycle through the Jim Crow South and said, catch me if you can. Like, there's something so brave about that to me. I am just so moved. I'm moved by this notion of pleasure that you have to get on the other side of pain. And we have so much pain as a people. And I was listening to Pause this morning, Vanessa, and I was moved by this concept of benevolent detachment, which is there's a main through line through this. Vanessa and I are doing this meditation together offline because we still are friends. We're like co-hosts on air and we still are friends and we're trying to do stuff, trying to heal after 20, 30 years of friendship. We just are a support sisterhood. They were talking about benevolent detachment. And I had to Google, I was like, okay, what does benevolent mean? Define benevolent. And it was just like well-meaning. It's like good intentions. Yeah. And when you can detach yourself from the outcomes and you just say, you know what? I kind of give up on this. Like, I let go. I surrender. But you do it in good faith that all things are going to work together for your good. That is the heart posture of radical change in your life. And I feel it all over me. I just feel it, but I don't have to be sick. And I don't have to be sad, and I don't have to be angry, and I'm just grateful for the.
And you don't have to be scared, which is a big theme that we've talked about, right?
Yeah, and I don't have to be scared that I am held by the ground. I just feel it, and Vanessa, I promise you, the next level of where we are going as friends, as humans, as community, as a crew, as a movement. As a grand movement of Black women stomping out prayers every day in Black neighborhoods, it is required that we have a benevolent attachment to the rage and to the injustice so that we can level up in the joy and the love and the healing. Because that level, because the Black history that they teach us will drown us in trauma. And the news will drown us in sorrow. And we are so empathetic and we are so porous. We've had to be. We are so flexible as a people. It's the only Black people who are alive today are the ones who are shapeshifters.
That's right.
And radically compassionate. Because we didn't just go on murderous sprees and we didn't just roll over and die in rage. We have something special to teach to the world. I don't care who's listening, white, black, rich, poor. Black women have something special to teach to the world. But we better be ready. We better have our eyes on the horizon of health and happiness, of joy and justice, and know where we are going. I was so moved by your last. I've been so moved by this whole series, but the last day 20, what is her name?
Zelpha Elaw. She was a Methodist pastor born in Pennsylvania in 1790, really the first Black woman pastor known on the scene. She traveled around the world after she had received visions, and she preached the word. And actually, I was so inspired by that episode, Morgan. I went back and did more research, and there's so much good research about her and Frederick Douglass. I didn't realize that Zelpha was traveling in England at the same time that Frederick Douglass was traveling in England. And of course, he was also kind of like preaching in many ways too around abolition. But this is what Black women have always done. She pushed him further. She challenged his the faith that he was preaching there, because she said it wasn't liberatory enough. And she said it's too accommodating of the oppressors. And this is a woman in like 1850 who bought her own ticket on a boat back to England so that she could go there and preach. And she was like, it's not liberatory enough, Frederick Douglass. And so, yeah, it is so beautiful to uplift these stories of Black women and Black men. And when you were talking, when you first started talking, Morgan, I was thinking that I loved the episode on Bell Hooks, because on that day, I think it was Octavia Butler's birthday when we were doing her. And then when you were talking about how you've been transformed by this, I just wanted to offer that all that you touch, you change. All that you change changes you. The only lasting truth is change. God is change. And those were the words of Octavia Butler. And I am praying some women on this call were changed, because all that you touch will then change. And then everything you touch will change you. And God is change. And God is asking us to change our posture. God is asking us to change our hearts. God is asking us to change our position. The movement is requiring us to change our habits and our behaviors, to change our thought patterns, because what is in store for us requires us to let go, put down, not put up the traumas of our past. And I know for a fact that it seems like, just like on the Tony K. Bambara episode, that we have often been in such union with those things that we don't even know who we are, stripped down or stripped away from the patterns and behaviors and practices that don't always serve us, that we just hold on to them because they feel good. We eat the same foods. We go back to the same men. We watch the same things on television because it feels good. And so this work that we are doing is offering new ideas of what can feel good for you in your body, in your season of transformation, so that you can have something new to orient yourself to, because the world is changing around us every single day. And we as Black women only have survived when we have been able to change with it. And our survival in this new space, y'all, I just want to offer this. It can be just like Beyonce said, the healing can be glorious. It doesn't have to be a diminished healing. It doesn't have to be a healing that comes out of the trauma, so the trauma still has to be dripped and covered. No, we can just have a glorious, complete transformation, complete healing for our families and generations, complete healing in a total way that you may not have ever had language for, you may not have ever had vision for, you may not ever had a reference for, but I promise you that is why we walk together as Black women. It's why I was like, no, on the first Saturday of the month for the rest of the summer, we got to come on here, because the month is yours. It's a new month. Everything already done, been done, done too, it's done in June. And we are entering into July right now with a new opportunity. And I want us every single month in the summer, especially, to take this opportunity to just say, I leave whatever didn't serve me in June behind. And I only pick up what does serve me. And hopefully you picked up so many ideas, so many lessons, so many new ways of thinking. I mean, Morgan, that John Francis episode also for me, I was telling Morgan this when we were personally talking, every single day I can at least find 2 minutes or one instance where I'm like, I got something to say, but I'm just not going to say it. Like, and it feels so good. And yet there have been so many times where, just like we did on the Tony K Tell the Truth episode, where I've been like, no, now is the moment where you got to know exactly what it is I'm about to say. And to figure out when those moments are and to know when to exercise them and to be able to yield your energy, it's such power. So it feels, Girl Check is the simplest, most complex solution in the world. We are doing a simple thing, but it has such complex ways that it shows up to heal us.
Yeah, thank you for talking. I was just boo-hoo crying. I got a text message from one of the truckers.
Yeah.
I love you, Debbie.
Yeah.
I love you so much. One of the truckers has become just such an important mentor. She is, are you 75, Debbie? I think she's 75, and she just texted me, it's not your job to carry the burden. I bet somebody else needs to hear that. It's not your job to carry the burden.
Right.
And when I heard that about benevolent detachment this morning, I thought about the whole catalog of Black history, Vanessa. And I was like, it is not our job to carry this into this next generation. We got to lay it down. Too much has happened to us as people. Do you understand what I'm saying? And like, if you want to experience actual love, an actual spaciousness and freedom and abundance, you got to put it down. You have to say, up until this point, our people have been hurt, exploited, downtrodden. But today, I am walking out on faith and favor and goodwill and love and grace. But today, and your but today happens every time you open up your front door, every time you lace up your sneakers, and every time you walk as meditation toward your healthiest, most fulfilled life. I know that. I am a testimony of it. And I am crying because I have touched what feels like pure, the purest kind of love for you are selfless. And you are faithful. So I just feel changed. I can't explain it. And I just thank God for it. Thank God for what is happening. There's no way, Vanessa, this is what I'm telling you. Like, we don't use
look, you can't explain it. Look, y'all, every day I'll be trying to explain how good Girl Check is. And it just be like, these words seem good, but they ain't good enough. It's not, it's like so.
I'm not talking about Girl Trek. I wasn't talking about Girl Trek. I was just talking about what it feels like to be in your actual body after 400, 500 years of being detached from your body. What it feels like to be embodied again, to have desires, have taste, to see with clear eyes, to touch softly, to laugh authentically, to breathe deeply. What that feels like is such radical connection to all that ever is and all that ever will be, to the beginning, to the end. I am telling you, there is something more than stress and tightness and hurt, and disease comes from that, y'all. So just move toward what you know is good. Nobody else might not know it. Nobody else might not see it. Nobody else might not support you. Your family might not support you. Nobody. But go to what you know is good. I am telling you, liberation is there. That's why I was moved by Mrs. Elah. What's her name? Zelfa Elah. Somebody named the baby Zelfa.
I know.
Zelfa Elah. I am so moved by her because all the chips were down. She was on her deathbed. Everyone who she loved was dead. And she said, oh no, this is not my story. I got a hunch that this ain't the end. I got a hunch that there's something bigger and better for me. And I just know what that feels like when you are on your back. Y'all, I know the texture of what it feels like when you cannot move on. But I am telling you, it is not the end. For somebody who is out there, it is not the end. It is just the beginning. Sorry, y'all, we out here. Some trucks has passed and little old ladies want to give me tissue. It is not the end. Whoever is listening out there, whoever's parents done gave up on them, it is not the end. Whoever don't got no money to pay the bills today, it is not the end. Whoever's job did not come through for them, it is not the end. Whoever's kids are acting up and being disrespectful, it is not the end. Whoever feels lonely, it is not the end for you. I just want somebody to know that. I just want them to know that. I want you to know that. I know it's not the end. Because the road we have traveled as a people, my God, it has been such an exploration, Vanessa. We have been, it's almost like 100 episodes where we have walked through Black history. And I just tell you, I'm ready to put it down. I'm telling you, if you have not walked with us, it is a journey. It is a rite of passage. Listen to Black History Bootcamp. Start at the beginning, take 100 walks and listen to it. Some of them are crazy. Some of them are incredible, are transformative. And I am telling you, it is the discipline of investing in yourself that gets you to this place of faith where I am now. I might sound sad, but I am so happy inside. I am so aligned with what I know is true. I am so full. I have never felt like this. I tell you, I have never felt like this. So I am just so grateful. I am just really grateful. So I'm going to stop crying because of you, but I just really am grateful, B. I just really am.
I'm grateful too, and I'm don't apologize for crying, and I'm sure that there are many women wiping away tears, because I'm sure that exactly what you spoke, some woman is going through. And to me, it's one of the best things about this community is, like, one, you always have a sister to put a mirror up and to look, to just remind you, like, I've been there, you will be here, you're going through it, I went through it. Like, so many of us have, like, shared stories, shared history, and so many of us are on different parts of the journey. We need each other to, like, leave breadcrumbs. We need each other to put the blaze. When you hike, somebody puts a blaze on the tree, and it's just a little marker.
Don't nobody
know
what no blaze is.
That's what I told him. That's what I told him. It's the color marking on the trees, but you need it. It's the direction. It's the you
what
on
the
trail.
What is the other thing?
The
stack of rocks. It's called, like,
the
Chiron.
Rocks.
Is it a Chiron? You know what I'm talking about. When you're on the trail, there's a stack of rocks pointing you in the right direction.
Yeah, that's right.
Y'all, yeah. You know, the good news about that, Vanessa, is that, like, wherever you are in your journey, you can help somebody down the path. Because I tell you, I've been to the mountaintop already. I ain't playing. I done already beat on my chest, been on the world's biggest stage, talked to Oprah.
Right.
Hold on. Play this clip from Oprah. This is what broke me open. I listened to this clip 50 times. I'm going to play it for you 7, because if you don't know where to start, start here. Play that time.
Yes. Ooh, I love this.
When you don't know what to do, you do nothing. You get still until you do know. When you don't know what to do, you do nothing. You get still until you do know. When you don't know what to do, you do nothing. You get still until you do know. When you don't know what to do, you do nothing. You get still until you do know. When you don't know what to do, you do nothing. You get still until you do know. When you don't know what to do, you do nothing. You get still until you do know. When you don't know what to do,
Vanessa,
you do nothing. You get still
you
until
you
do
know. What do you do, Vanessa? What do you do? Well, you don't know what to do, Vanessa. What do you do?
You do nothing. You do nothing.
And you get connected and you listen and you plug in and you call a sister and you go for a walk. You are already okay. It's already been solved. You don't have to muscle through. That's what I'm saying. I've been on the mountaintop. I really have. And people, so many people, more people was probably following me then than me laying all up on the street with this stop sign in front of this school crowd up. That's what I'm saying. And I don't care because I'm more powerful. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to be right. You don't have to be liked. You don't have to be followed. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to carry. You don't have to be strong. On the other side of that is just such, oh my God, it's so bright. It really is. So just be still, y'all. Just be still. Just rest up, because I'm telling y'all, the vision and the future for us is so bright. We are going to live and not die. Our daughters are going to live and not die. Their daughters are going to live, and we are going to thrive, and we are going to be joyful, and we are going to seek justice in ways that don't diminish or burden us, but that inspire the world. So get ready. I need to play that, you know, get ready for your miracle.
Get ready.
That's a good song.
Isn't that a part of the medley that we just, I think it I comes in know. At the second part of We're Blessed in the City at the end. I think that just start going, yes.
God's
for your miracle, yes.
We need to start a two-woman choir. We are alto and a half. Let's open up the lines. I would really
Let's open up the lines. I don't know. I'm sure
you have like a beautiful agenda set up, but I would really love to know if people, okay, great. Let's have some spaciousness in our life. Let go, surrender, let God. I would love to know if there's somebody who is walking for the first time, maybe on this morning. I would love to know if this is somebody's first 21 days and they're about to order their golden shoelaces online at gocheck.org so you can get your free golden shoelaces. I want to know if there is a veteran here, if there's young people, if there's old people. I mostly want to hear from somebody who has never, ever been brave enough to hit *9 before, who has listened. They don't know exactly what their thoughts are. It ain't really formed, but they know they just got something to say. Just do *9. You're going to be nervous. They'll open the lines. You still might not have nothing to say. Just say your name and we'll talk to you. Just be brave. We want to hear new voices of people who want to be brave today. And then, of course, we always have space for our sisters who have something that is on their heart. So anybody, *9, and we'll open up the lines. While we're doing that, I just want to give gratitude to Tyreen, who has helped us produce this. I want to give gratitude to Deandra, who did all the beautiful art. I want to give gratitude to every single member of the Girl Trek staff, Marcy, who does the social media. I want to give gratitude to every person, our organizers who are out there making sure crews are supported, our innovation team, our impact team, like, there's so many people. We got some youth engagement happening in Girl Trek now. We got some technology builds happening in Girl Trek now, y'all. When I tell you this long-range plan to increase life expectancy of Black women by 10 years in 10 years, it is not no flimsy plan. I'm telling y'all, they're going to write about it in history. So you better get your Girl Trek shirt and act like you know. You don't need to know nothing except for all we do is walk, talk, and solve problems together. If you could say that, you are a Girl Trek member. And then put that shirt on and then you just walk every day. That's it. Let us do the rest. Let us shape the plan. Let us bring in the resources. Let us change the policy. Let us build the buildings. Let us open the streets. We are going to do all of the above. I promise you that. Are there people on the line?
Hi, is it me?
Yes, it is.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, wow. I don't know how far I'm going to go, so I don't know if I should say my name like the person the other day did.
You don't have to. You can say your cousin's name.
My name is Bree, and I'm in New England, and I'm just really grateful. I feel like there's been so many times that God has been like showing up for me and giving me signs that are like, I'm with you. And I feel like this call, all these calls that I've been listening to, every time I turn on an inspirational message, anything, or even just try to watch something funny to just get out of my head, it's all been so beneficial and it's all just spoken so much life into me. And I'm in this transitional position right now where I am leaving a job outside of my wanting to. And there's three sides to every story, his side, her side, the truth. So I'm just trying to keep that mindset that's like everything happens in divine timing. Don't look at it as a door closing, it's a door opening. And it's not the end. It's a new beginning. And it's just like going forward, I really have the faith that everything's going to work out. Just have to continue to strategize. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that. It is going to work out. You are so inspiring. You're in such a good headspace. We celebrate that with you today. We celebrate that with you today.
And we offer you that God has changed.
Yes. Yes.
Just like we were saying earlier, God has changed and change is what it is. And so even when it comes unexpectedly, even when it comes with a lot of hurt or the grief that we talked about on that really beautiful episode about grief, like it still comes to usher us into something different, something new. And that's what it looks like to have survived for our people, right? Those people who were willing to, even without knowing what was on the other side, say, well, if something's calling us to a new place, to a new season, to a new thing, and they were willing to go instead of that tight clenching and grasping and holding on, even when God, universe, source is speaking and saying, no, it's time to let it go. So we don't always know in the moment, but sister, thank you for sharing it, and thank you for just being honest and vulnerable, and we are lifting you up.
Listen, one of our pleasure principles is grieve as gratitude, and I cannot think of anybody who has done that better, like in the last week of my life, than this sister Bree that just got on there. Because the grief of losing your expectations or the grief of losing control of your life is a daily kind of grief. But if you somehow can turn that into gratitude, that I know that there's something waiting for me, I know this is a sign, that's when the power comes. It really does. I love that pleasure principle, even grief as gratitude or grieve as gratitude. Yeah.
Me too.
That's great. Is there another call?
The lines are on fire. There's a lot of women with their hands raised. So we're going to get as many voices in as we can.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Are you there? Hello, sister. If you're comfortable, your name and where you're from.
Okay, my name is Rochelle. I'm actually from Cincinnati, but I'm currently in New York. I came up to do my first Reiki session with someone that I have been following on Instagram for years. I'm not walking because my appointment is in like an hour and a half, but I have been listening to Girl Trek since 2020.
Rochelle, I want to make sure people can hear you. I'm having a little bit of a hard time, but it may just be me. Can you speak up for me?
I just took you off of my earbud. Can you hear me better now?
I can.
Yeah,
yes.
I can hear you. Okay. So I have been following since 2020 with the Daughters of, and I was at that time an essential employee, so I was allowed to be outside and I would go out with my dog, listen to you guys. It was very inspirational because my mom doesn't know who her mother was. And that's a whole other thing, but it just was very inspiring and enlightening. So I've been listening to you guys since 2020. I passed the information along and everything. It's been such a history lesson for me. I'm 52, and there was so much that I have learned in these 3 years of listening to you all. So So yeah, it has been moving. I have since lost my mom. So it's been a year in February. So Girl Trek has been very helpful and beneficial in just, you know, walking and health and everything. So I'm trying to get back into that now because a lot stopped with me caring for her and then grief and everything. And I'm at the heaviest that I have ever been. So I'm trying to reclaim my health in life, and I'm finally feeling a sense of happiness. I feel the grief lifting. I missed the grief episode, and I listen at work, so I'm kind of glad I did, but I'll go back and re-listen to it. But
girl, you're going to be snot crying out here. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all need to listen to that one at work. We had an expert on. It was a lot of people was calling in. It was a lot, but it was great.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry to hear about your mommy.
Thank you. Because you miss all the good stuff, like when you listen to the replay. So I love catching a lot. But
because you take out all the stuff that's real shady. You're right.
Right.
You got to listen live, y'all. You're right. You're right, sister.
But yeah,
thank
I love
so
you guys.
Much.
I feel like you guys are like my, I don't know, like my nieces or something. I don't know. Everybody's sisters,
yay,
nieces, aunties. And,
I do need some aunties. Yay.
So, yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you, auntie. Yeah, we'll
thank
keep you lifted
that.
Up.
And congrats,
thank you so
can
much.
I just say, I just want to uplift you because you said, well, I live in Cincinnati, but I came here for a Reiki appointment all the way to New York so that I can have it with this woman I've been following. And I'm like, that is what we are talking about throughout this entire series. It's like, do the things for yourself.
Yep.
Access the pleasure that's available to you. Like, yep, travel to another state if you need to because something called you or pulled you there, sister. So I'm just praying for you as you enter into that healing space that it just offers you everything that you need because it's so brave what you're doing. And it's such a model for other Black women to know that, like, even those of us, you don't have to live the lifestyles of the rich and famous to figure out how it is that you can fit in and design a life that includes the luxuries that you need to pour in and lavish yourself. So I just want to uplift you for that.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you have to
You're
be
welcome.
Careful and mindful of who you allow to in your energy field and space.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I feel comfortable with her. Thank you, guys.
That's a
You're
whole
welcome.
Episode.
That's
it a is. Whole episode.
Morgan,
yeah.
I have to say something. I want to also shout out a brave woman, your assistant. Her name is Siobhan. I have to shout her out because yesterday in the office, it was Friday, right? Siobhan came into the office with a whole face of beat makeup, and it looked so beautiful, lashes and everything. And I was like, Siobhan, what's going on? She said, oh, I booked a session with a woman who taught me how to do this because I wanted to know how to do my own makeup. And she was so proud. She was showing me how she did the lashes, this, this, and that. And then Siobhan said, yeah, I'm going to the club. I said, what? She said, yeah. She said they're having free Hennessy and free things. She done found this thing at Park. It's a big club in D.C. This is true. She was going by herself. She was like, I'm tired of waiting around for my friends. She was just like, I got this whole B face of makeup on at the office that I applied myself because I found a lady to teach me. I got my outfit on, and now I'm headed over to the club at 5 p.m. on a Friday because they got some free liquor, and I'm putting myself out there for the universe. It was so inspiring
you know I love
to
that
me.
Woman.
Like, those
you know she's
things.
My favorite. Well, she,
yeah,
last time I called her to ask to rebook a flight, and she texted me. She's like, I'm on a walking date. I will do it when I get back to the office. And I was like, I love this woman so much. She is she is so open and vulnerable. I remember one time we had a hard conversation about something, and she goes, oh, Morgan, I really messed up. Tell me how to do better. And it was so disarming. I was like, oh, I would have to use that line. Tell me how to do better. Because we do really want to do better. And I just love her much. She's so healthy. Yeah. Is there another caller on the line?
Mm-hmm. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. My name is LaDeja.
Hi, LaDeja.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I actually got through. I was very nervous to push star 9. So I didn't know what I was going to say on here, but I just want to say thank y'all. Like, I've been Wolf Girl Trek since 2020. And so my son's first birthday is coming up this month, and he unfortunately passed away in January. And the sad part is I was actually listening to Girl Trek on a walk when he passed away. But the thing with it is Girl Trek has been such a beacon of hope in my life that, like, in April, I got my first golden shoelaces because, you know, I had a lot of anxiety about getting out and walking again because I have a 5-year-old too. And so Girl Trek has just been, like, such a beacon of hope. And I'm always, like, texting my friends and family, like, you guys need to listen. I swear they think I'm, like, trying to deal them drugs or something because I'm just like, just do it. Just listen to Girl Trek. And I just want to thank y'all for just, you know, helping me get back and walking and getting my health back to where it needs to be, because with that grief weight, as y'all were talking about, it is crazy how, like, you don't eat and then you gain all this weight and you're like, wait, I thought it was supposed to be the opposite. And so I just want to thank y'all for this podcast and just, like, this is a community. I'm wearing my superhero blue shirt right now and out here with my dogs, and I wasn't going to get up this morning and walk, but I was like, you know what, let me do it. So yeah.
Sister. We love you so much, and I am so, so sorry about your baby, and yet I am so, so happy that for your 5-year-old that you have rallied to still connect with yourself and your healing and your joy and this community. It's so beautiful what you just shared, and I'm very grateful.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a little girl and my son passed. So I'm like, yeah, get our walk. And she's like, Mom, we're going to work out today. I'm like, I could do it by myself. But yes. So yeah, thank y'all. Thank y'all for.
It was like, self-care, baby. Self-care. She's like, no, like,
we have a nighttime routine of doing yoga at night now. And I'm like, we're just going to take our radical self-care is what I tell her. And she'd be saying, I got to do my radical self-care, Mom.
It is the best story ever. I'm so glad you were brave enough to press *9. There's a quote you may have heard me say a lot. It's one of my favorite of James Baldwin that said, children have never been very good at listening to their elders, but they've never failed to imitate them. Mm. And the way that you are out there beating the pavement for your heart and your life and your wellness and your mind so that you don't lose your mind. Like, I've never had a baby before, and I cannot imagine. I don't want to imagine that kind of grief. And so whatever it has taken for you to get out and walk so that you can have a sound mind, your daughter is learning how to deal with anything from watching you. And the joy in your voice says that you're doing all right, sister.
Mm.
You are,
I appreciate
doing
that.
All right. Yes, I am just so proud of you. And, you know, listen, when we were doing the grief episode, I was like, there's a lot. If you listen to the grief, you definitely don't. And definitely if you go through something, don't. But if you just need to cry because you're stuck up and you're just mad, you just need to cry, listen to that grief soundtrack. Because I was like, okay, there's 7 or 10 stages, 12 stages, however many stages of grief. I need a song for each one. And it's too much. I listened to it for 4 days. I had to stop. That's probably why I'm crying now. It just opened me up. But I'm just saying, like, grief is no joke. It's no joke. It's no joke. So I'm grateful that you're out there. Your story is, I kid you not, you being brave is going to inspire somebody who's going through something that they didn't think they could make away. They're lacing up their sneakers now and going to just go for a walk and see if they can do that on repeat. I promise you that's happening right now. I promise you. So thank you for calling in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. I have to share real quick. So bumblebees have been like a symbol. I don't know how much y'all know about grief, but in death, like, usually when people lose somebody, a symbol comes out. So bumblebees are mine, and I'm walking, and it's a bumblebee. Like, what? So my son's like, yes, Mama, you doing it? So thank y'all. He's like, you're doing it, girl. But I thank y'all, and yeah, thank y'all for what y'all are doing, and we out here, so thank you.
Thank you.
I was walking by and I saw this cute boutique. I'm buying a shirt for my man. Sorry.
You know what I'm thinking about as this woman's story? I don't know why I'm thinking about it, but I pity. But I'm just thinking about the conversations we've been having with a funders, and we had one funder who was just like, we gotta get to be a fast moving train. And I'm thinking they need to hear that woman's story. And this woman said that while I was out walking with Girl Trek, I found that my 1-year-old son had passed away. And yet there she was in April earning her golden shoelaces. And it's, I'm just letting us know, Morgan, that the train is moving at the pace it needs to move so it can pick up the women it needs to pick up. And ain't nobody gonna tell us otherwise. Ain't nobody.
Yeah.
Train gonna move so, fucking so fast through our communities that we leave by the people who's too slow to get on the train. No!
It's the eminent domain in our whole community.
Yeah, no, we going at the pace we go so we can get the aunties and our cousins and the people who need to get picked up. And that's the problem. And then we're going to circle the block. And then we're going to pick them up some more. Then we're going to wait at the corner so that they can catch up.
We're going to have a George Washington Carver, one of them carts that he was selling his stuff on.
That's right.
We're going to be a slow-ass cart picking up everybody, y'all. That's what we want to be. That's what we started to be. It also reminds me, there was a funder one time who told us we're going to be a whisper in the wind. And I was like, yes. And that whisper is God.
Like God. Well, yeah. Hello, that sounded amazing. You must not know. Okay.
It's like, if you're not careful, you're going to get your structures together. You guys are going to be a whisper in the
wind.
Oh,
you mean we're going to whisper it? Oh, okay.
A spiritual revolution, you say? I hope somebody else wrote a line to stop us when we get canceled. Is somebody
Hello.
Else on the line?
I am. Hi, this is Tracy. I'm in Houston, Texas. This is my first time on Girl Trek. And I've been
receiving
emails for years. Thank you. And I just, something just said, you know what? I'm sitting in my bed doing nothing this morning. Let's get on the line. Just a few things that I wanted to say, that my kids are visiting with family. So this is my first time in years that I've been by myself and the house is quiet. I have 3 kids, single mom, and I'm doing it. And I said I wasn't gonna get on here and be emotional, but 2 things came to me in the talk today was, in my calendar, every week I have a reminder just in my calendar that says, I'm grateful for the good and bad situations. Because in the bad, it reminds us to get recentered. It reminds us, if we don't know what to do, just stop and do nothing. And it'll all work out in the end. And in the good, we remember, okay, well, this is how far I've come. So to a speaker that was on, or one of the callers that was on maybe 2 or 3 ahead of me, and she's going through a situation where she's having to switch work and not by her doing, I just want to tell her, just hold on, because it's going to get better. I just started a new position in May 1st. That I didn't think I was going to be able to get, didn't have the qualifications for it. And this has been the story that I've had in a couple of previous employments that I've had. And I'm getting set to make more than I've ever made in my career.
Holy Ghost shout, that's good.
That I've ever made in my career. And that was just saying, like, I don't know, next month, how am I going to pay these things? How am I going to take care of these kids, you know, and staying strong for the kids, because you never cry in front of them, because mom has to have it together all the time. No break. And regardless if I'm the only one taking these kids to this practice and that practice, and people at work, well, how do you do that? How do you get off of work and you still make it here to take the kids to all those things? Because I refuse to have my kids not be able to do activities that other kids that have 2-parent households can do. And I'll be exhausted. When Saturday comes, I sleep all day, because my oldest is old enough to now watch the 2 little ones. And he understands. He's been through all of it with me. That I'm exhausted till I can wake up in the morning, feed them, go back to sleep, wake up, my body wakes up, feed them again, go back to sleep. Because Monday through Friday, their activities, they will not miss a day. And I have to go to work to make sure I provide for them. So in May, I got an employment that almost doubled what I made. 3 years
Whoa.
Ago.
Oh, yay.
Okay?
Hello.
That's
Hello.
God. And when that you don't know God. What to do, you sit still. And then you say, what am I supposed to do? And you listen. And he'll provide. My life is still a mess. My life is still a mess. But step by step and day by day, don't know what to do. You stop and do nothing and you listen. And then just be thankful, grateful for the good and bad situations that come. Because when one door closes, a much bigger door is going to open. And it's so good to be on here for the first time to hear. I'm not the only one out here. I thought it was so alone. Where are people that are going through these similar struggles as I am? And I thought I was alone because you can't tell everybody these things that you're going through. So I thought, I'm just going to do my best.
Sister, you're not alone at all. You're not alone. You're, in fact, brave, brave, brave. And you are here with you're here with 7% of the total population of Black women are members of Girl Trek. And we all got, that's one in every 14 houses is a woman who feels like you, who finds some resonance in this conversation. We are mighty. We are mighty.
Mighty.
We are mighty. And I want you in particular to listen to the Zelfa Elah episode from the day before yesterday, because Vanessa gave so many good tips. Oh my God, she was on fire. And one of the tips she gave me that I've been practicing for 24, 48 hours is up until now. So when you say my life is a mess, you can say up until now, my life was a mess. But today, right? You could say up until now,
I thought I was alone. Yeah.
Up until now, I thought I was alone. Up until now, I had to sleep. But today, I'm making some green juice. But today, I'm going to stand in the sun, but today I'm going to call my buddy up the street. But today, you understand what I mean? So every day you can create a new reality for yourself, and you have to speak it over yourself as if you believe in the power of your word.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. Yes. All right, Vanessa, shall we take one more caller?
Yeah, let's definitely take one more.
So grateful to have so many new voices on.
Hi. Hi. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
I didn't think I was going to get called. I'm so nervous. My heart is racing.
Let's breathe. No, let's breathe together, because I want you to, I don't want you to regret anything. I want you to be calm. I could tell you a joke. Let's breathe. Let's go. Come on. I can show you how to breathe. Let me show you how to breathe. Ready? So inhale through your nose. Inhale through your nose and exhale and say, yes, yes, yes. Let's try it two more times. This time, lift your shoulders to your ears and inhale through your nose. And then roll your shoulders down your back and say, One last time. Yes. Inhale, lift your shoulders to your ears. Relax them down your back and say, And let that end in a smile and say what you got to say, because what you got to say matters.
I've been smiling. So what I have to say is I love y'all. Oh, my God. I love y'all. I've been telling my people, just like homegirl that was on the line, about y'all like I was a dope dealer, for real. Y'all make me feel seen and known and normal. And y'all taught me so much in these different boot camps. I haven't been on it like every day, but even when I double back and I listen to it, it seemed like just the perfect time. And when I got on today, it's July 1st, I knew it was the last day. I hurried up, I called my homegirl, she on the line too. Cause we on a journey, and today is the day. Like, we moving mountains for real. We not looking back. And y'all help me. Y'all help me to help her and to help whoever else is around me that I don't know that I'm helping. And I'm just so grateful for y'all. I'm so grateful for today. And I'm so grateful for tomorrow. And girl, that's it. Just thank y'all. That's all I got in me.
You done said a word. Yes, you got me stopping in my footsteps talking about me too. Girl, I'm grateful for the
me
ball
too.
Me too. Oh, I am clapping. That is good. Oh, I am thankful. I am thankful. I'm so glad we ended there, Vanessa. Thank you, sis.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for that. And can I say something there, Morgan?
Y'all,
that sister said, you make me feel seen. And I'm so grateful we ended there as well, because we started on these first Saturdays of the month intentionally so that we can give y'all 2 weeks notice every month. that on the third Saturday of this month, this July, we are gonna call on every single woman who is on this call to help another Black woman feel seen. July 15th will be our next series of Welcome Walks. And y'all, we want to get every neighborhood in the country, quite frankly, up and walking, but at least 1,000 of them to show up on the Welcome Walk Saturday, so that physically in our neighborhoods, Black women see that beacon coming. And what is that beacon? It is you. And what are you wearing? You're blue. And what are you doing? Nothing but walking. And who are you walking with? Maybe nobody but yourself. But the idea is that on the third Saturdays of these months, we promise it is a service. It is sometimes a sacrifice because of the time. It's a celebration. It's a fellowshipping. It's a gathering. It's an opportunity for us to take this goodness offline, off these podcasts, off this conversation, and to plant it firmly in our neighborhood so that it can grow, so that it can bloom, so that other women can experience it. We have to do it, y'all. We have to be in our neighborhoods. We have to be visible. And so I'm so excited that y'all were here on this conversation. I'm so grateful that all the new women.
I remember back in the day when we had Omega Institute just reached out, and I wrote a quote for them for their like annual report. And I said, Omega Institute's like home, because we had 25 organizers come there. And I remember specifically, they're our first organizers ever. They came up there. I remember specifically, they used the word a sea of superhero blue rolling across this country, a sea of superhero blue rolling across like the waters, like healing waters. So if we have women wearing blue in every neighborhood, Vanessa, I love this idea that we can be beacons. We've heard so many times, even if you're walking alone, especially if you're walking alone, Harriet Tubman walked alone. Every solo trekker out there is powerful. And if you walk alone on Welcome Walk Day, which is the third Saturday, somebody's going to see you in your neighborhood, and you do it enough times, enough months in a row, right, they're going to be like, hey. And then as soon as that woman come out her house, two equals a crew, boom, you're a crew leader. What does that mean? Am I qualified? Yes, you are. That's the answer. Yes, you are. And to prove that you're qualified,
it has been established. That's what she says in that song we just listened to a couple days ago. She said, you qualify me. You qualify me. You're already qualified.
And we have all kind of tools that will help you feel comfortable. You already qualified, but if you want to feel comfortable, we got a lot of tools. We got a 15-minute walk you can take, get everything you need to know. We have a field guide. We have so many things, but you don't need none of that. You was born established. You were born qualified to lead your friend and inspire your friend on a welcome walk. So you got 2 weeks. You can go onto our website. You can put it up on the website. Check for the emails that will be coming. It takes 30 seconds. I led one myself. It takes 30 seconds. Only my sister and my niece came, by the way, and that was victory. That's all I'm saying. And I put it on the map in case, because actually, three other women RSVP'd, and on the morning of, they couldn't make it. And I know what that feels like. But if I do it again, maybe one of them will make it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So do a welcome walk in 2 weeks, the third Saturday, every single month this summer. All right. I'm super excited about it. We're going to have like at least 2,000, 3,000 of them in 2 weeks. I could feel it. Something's happening. I could feel it. And then maybe by August, we got 10,000 welcome walks.
That's right. Look, I can put some money on it. I can put some money on it.
All right, y'all. What are we ending up with, Vanessa? Right. What's our closing song?
I'll sing it to you if you want.
Sister.
I do.
Have I got news for you?
sister. We're two of a kind, oh, sister.
You know those.
I don't know if you think that you're something too.
Sisterhood Saturday, y'all. Have Sisterhood Saturday. We love you.
Ah, shake your shimmy.
What'd she say at that part?
It's feeling right.
I don't know. Shout out to Fantasia with her birthday yesterday. Shout out to the new cast of the new Color Purple.
Come
fans
on,
of the old Color Purple. Morgan and I are grateful that a new generation is getting the story.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to give you some light. Yes.
All right, y'all. Be well.